This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio. In the immortal words of John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. So, of course, the big news in America today is the IG report is out. Inspector General Michael Horowitz, his report for the DOJ, Department of Justice, looking at the entire mess and the attack on Trump and the spying on Trump. And the bogus FISA warrant and all the above is out. And here are some of the headlines. Then we'll get right to our guest, John Solomon. I want to get John's take on some of these headlines. Attorney General Barr says FBI officials misled the FISA court, a clear abuse of the FISA process. In other words, he's angry and disagrees with the lack of severity of the entire IG report. Trump, on the other hand, says the IG report shows FBI fabricated evidence, tried to overthrow him. Trump says it shows an attempted overthrow of the presidency, says it's worse than I could have even imagined. And U.S. Attorney John Durham objects to the Inspector General's findings on the Russian probe in a stunning statement. I don't think anyone's ever seen a situation where the Inspector General released his report and the Attorney General and the investigating attorney, John Durham, both disagree with the report and don't think it is severe enough against the Democrats. It's a wild situation. Let's get right to John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist. His website is johnsolomonreports.com. JohnSolomonReports.com. John Solomon, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Hey, good to be with you, Wayne.
So, I mean, look, it's two different worlds, two different media. If you look at the liberal media, if you go look at CNN, nothing happened. The IG report is a big bomb, and there were no problems, and it was all made up by Trump. If you look at the Republican side, it's a serious report. And then if you listen to Barr and Durham, it wasn't serious enough. It should be even more serious. What's the truth here? Cut through it for us.
Yeah, listen, it is a serious report. If you go to Appendix 1 of the report, which no one ever reads the appendixes, but you go there, you'll find the most stunning of all admissions. There were 51 violations of the FBI's procedures for filing the FISA, getting the surveillance warrant that intruded on the Trump campaign in the final days of the election. 51 violations. And 9 of those violations involved making false statements. Mike Flynn went to prison. Mike Flynn pleaded guilty, and George Papadopoulos went to prison for making a single false statement. The FBI made 9 false statements in pursuing the original FISA application and the warrant. And all throughout the report, there are these deep, deep rooted problems that the FBI engaged in. They withheld evidence of innocence on people like Papadopoulos and Page. They misstated the amount of negative information about Christopher Steele. And most importantly, they never, and I'm going to use the word never, never corroborated any of the stuff in the Steele report, including things they specifically took from the Steele dossier, put in the FISA report, and claimed to the court they were verified. They lied about the verification of that evidence. That is a serious crime, and that is why the Russia collusion hoax was allowed to persist for 3 years. The FBI repeatedly violated its own rules and let the American people down.
So how do they come up with a conclusion? Even Fox News was originally saying that the IG report was very mild and that it wasn't a big deal. I mean, that's what it sounded like when I first read Fox News.
I think earlier today people were looking at the top line and they read it, you know, they read it sequentially. And the beginning of the report says there's no evidence political bias affected the final decisions. Why is that? You did have Stroke and Page clearly politically biased. But the point the IG made was people above them made the decisions after that. But they made the decisions based on false information. So there's not much solace in knowing that, well, maybe it wasn't politically biased at the end, but it was erroneous decision-making. Civil liberties were violated. The American people were misled. The FISA court was misled. That's serious stuff. So once you read through the report and you got to all of it, got to the appendix, you realize this is a damning indictment of the FBI's conduct under James Comey.
I get it, but it's you and me talking into a vacuum here. It's you and me talking into a choir that agrees with us, but this is not making it out into the mainstream media, right? You understand that outside of my show, right? I mean, this is only going to conservatives. You and me are only going to conservatives. Liberals believe this report exonerated them, don't they?
Yeah, I don't think so. Listen, I watched CNN just a little bit ago, and I saw Jake Tapper say, you know, serious problems with the FISA. So I think people are beginning to absorb it. It sometimes takes time, particularly if you're the media that perpetrated the hoax, right, that made the American people believe there was collusion between Russia and Trump that never existed. In fact, this report makes that incredibly clear, no collusion, and they knew all along they had no collusion. But it takes some time for the media to acknowledge it. As I've watched the day unfold, the mainstream media increasingly is toughening these stories up. But we're at the beginning of a long sprint. Think of today as the starter gun in a race. Then we have Lindsey Graham's hearing on Wednesday that I think will draw out even more dramatic information. And then I think we have to watch the Justice Department. Do they go to the FISA court and do something dramatic, like withdraw the applications or acknowledge they misled the court? Those are three things to watch just this week. Long term, you got the Durham investigation. There's going to be a lot of developments. He signaled today he's got way more evidence than the IG knew about, and to stay tuned to what he's up to.
Right. That was what Durham's statement was all about. He was basically hinting that he went outside the country to get very damning evidence against the bad guys, right? That's what it was about.
That's right. And what his point is, listen, the IG can only look inside the little universe that the Justice Department is, right? That's a small subset of a much larger intelligence community, which not only involves the American intelligence community, but foreign governments that might have been probing Trump. I suspect, and again, we ought to let John Durham finish his work, but based on his statements today, I suspect that John Durham has found some evidence that some of the things that were used to justify the start of the FBI investigation back in July 2016 may have been manufactured or the result of a different operation by a foreign government, by a U.S. government, by a private entity. We don't know yet, but that is inherent in his statement, which is, I know things that the IG doesn't know, and stay tuned. So the Durham investigation is going to give us a lot more, and we know there's a criminal referral now. There's an FBI agent who falsified documents to assist this FISA, this bad FISA. That person almost certainly will be indicted at some point.
There was a rumor that I saw on Friday that the IG report, when it was released on Monday, meaning today, mm-hmm. was going to include, I think, like 104 in open investigations against the FBI. Did that turn out to be false and there is no such thing?
Well, no, that's a separate report. It's the Justice Department Inspector General's semi-annual report to Congress. So every 6 months they kind of give an update on what's going on. And in that report, in the statistical section of the report, it noted 104 ongoing investigations of the FBI in the last 6 months. That tells you something about, one, how serious the FBI, the Justice Department IG is. He is looking and examining the FBI far more aggressively than we've seen in past iterations of the IG. And it also gives you a sense of the scope of potential misconduct. We now know of lying. We know of falsification of documents. We know of theft by an FBI lawyer in an unrelated case. We know of nepotism. There are serious things that were going on the James Comey watch of the FBI that are just getting investigated now. And like I said, think of this as a long sprint. Accountability is going to come in steps, and it's going to be several more months. But anyone who tells you this report isn't serious or damning hasn't read it all the way through to the appendix.
All right, we got a couple minutes. Just educate me a little bit. When you say there's this twice-a-year report every 6 months by the IG, this is the same IG, right? The DOJ IG is Horowitz, same guy.
It is same guy. And what he does is he has individual subject topic reports, like today, FISA, in the Russia case, right?
Got it. And then
he has an
report.
Overview of everything he does. Okay. And that six-month overview is where we got those statistics.
So if the six-month overview is already out, and we know there's 104 open investigations against the FBI,
right.
Why is this not a bigger news story? Why isn't it part of the specific IG report that came out today? It seems like he downplayed, he backpedaled in the beginning of the report. He didn't say how big this is, how massive this is, how many people are being investigated, how much trouble the FBI is in. Why would he do that? Isn't it because he's an Obama appointee, this Hurwitz guy?
I don't think so. Listen, I think if you read all of his reports, they all take the same tone, and it takes a little while to extract from them just how serious the evidence is. He's a very measured writer, and they write these things in a very chronological way. So sometimes the plot of the movie isn't unveiled until later in the chapters. But when you go through this, he proves that the Steele dossier was garbage, that the FBI knew it was garbage, that the FBI still proceeded to use it as evidence, and without that garbage, they would have never got the FISA warrant. Those are pretty damning things. You just have to read it a few times. Give the mainstream media a little more time. They're going to catch up to this. This is going to be a serious matter. And Wednesday, there'll be a slingshot of this information when Lindsey Graham holds his first hearing on it.
All right, so last question. Timeline of Barr. I don't know if you know Barr and Durham. I should really say it's Durham's timeline. But right. Barr is overseeing that Durham investigation. Is there a chance we're going to hear major news, major indictments, like early in 2020? Or we have to wait a long time for him to conclude this investigation? What could we see in January, February, March 20 from Durham?
A lot of people call John Durham the rocket docket prosecutor. He moves with extraordinary speed, not like the FG, which took 2.5 years on this. He's going to move a lot quicker. I think in the first quarter of next year, we're going to know a lot about John Durham. I wouldn't be surprised if sometime this week or next week we learn that there was some filing at the FISA court that moves this along, but it's going to take a few months. It's not going to be overnight.
All right. I'm impatient. I'm way too impatient for this stuff. I want pain. I want blood. I want people going to jail. I want Democrats go to prison for life. All right, John Solomon, Wayne Allyn Root. John, thanks for coming on the show. Award-winning investigative journalist, his website, johnsolomonreports.com. johnsolomonreports.com. Oh, it's so good to have guys like him on who can explain this stuff to a guy like me who looks at it and goes, it's not that bad. They screwed us again. He really changed my mind about what's in this. It's a little too subtle for a guy like me. I like to see big headlines. All Democrats getting the death penalty. That's what I want to see. Just kidding. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold
gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. How does anybody in the entire world believe a word the government says about anything? How does anyone believe how John F. Kennedy died, or what happened in the Vegas massacre, or what happened with the FISA court, or what happened with the war in Afghanistan? How do you believe anything? Anything? You know, I mean, when you talk about, you know, oh, conservatives like me, we're conspiracy theorists. There's a new report out. Confidential documents reveal U.S. officials failed to tell the truth about the war in Afghanistan. It turns out U.S. officials lied about everything, every step of the way during their 18-year campaign. They never told the truth about the war in Afghanistan and how badly we were doing. 18-year campaign of lies, making rosy pronouncements they knew to be false and hiding unmistakable evidence the war had become unwinnable. Documents generated by a federal project examining the root failures of the longest armed conflict in U.S. history. More than 2,000 pages of previously unpublished notes of interviews with people who played a direct role in the war, from generals and diplomats to aid workers and Afghan officials. It's just unbelievable. The government lies about everything. Think about all the boys and girls, but mostly boys, of course. I'd love to know how many gals died in the war in Afghanistan. I mean, men do almost all the dying. It used to be all the dying. Now it's almost all the dying. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. It's horrible no matter who dies. I get it. But guys mostly are dying in war over wars that our government lies about. Should you really have been there? If we were supposed to be there in the beginning, should you have been there 15 years later and 18 years later? Did you die for nothing? What were you really fighting for? It's hard to believe. that young men and young women, but mostly young men, sacrifice arms and legs and their faces and their lives, their entire future, the children they're never going to have, for a government that lies to them about the reason they're there in the first place. How do you trust anything government says after you've heard something like this? After you've heard the DOJ Inspector General report on FBI misconduct finds clear abuse of the FISA process. After Attorney General Barr blasts the FBI that they launched an intrusive investigation of a U.S. presidential campaign. How do you believe these people? They lie about everything. Let me mention that you're listening to Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, on a show called Raw and... Really should be called Run Unscripted and Unfiltered, but it's called Wayne Allyn Root Raw and Unfiltered. But we're unscripted. There is no script. There is no teleprompter. There are no notes. There are no PAs running around. Production assistants. Just me. Talking from the heart and shooting from the hip. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser like most rhino Republicans. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. I fight for cops, not criminals. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, in the great Las Vegas, the tourist capital of America and the world, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. KBET, started by the great Edward Stoltz, owned and operated by Edward Stoltz. Guy who gave him my shot in radio, Edward Stoltz. USA Radio, run by Fred Weinberg. Guy who gave him my shot in national syndication. That's why this show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. We're in the RootWall.com studio. They're the main title sponsor of the show. My personal political action committee, Root for the Wall. The website is RootWall.com. Go there. And you'll see the videos, you'll see the arguments, you'll see the commentaries, you'll see the distribution of funds. It's all there at rootwall.com. I'd love your donation to help the cause. Rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. And Root for the Wall, PAC, Paid For, is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee, rootwall.com. I have to give that disclaimer at the end of each pitch for rootwall.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. Will take calls starting the next segment. No gas, take calls, 833-WAR-TALK, line them up, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, and you know what, if you don't want to talk, not a problem, because boy, do I have lots to talk about. I have about 50 pages of notes and articles here that all need to be talked about. Guess who's leading in the most recent poll for the Democrat presidential nomination? Hillary Clinton. I'm telling you, she's going to wind up being the nominee, or at least have a really good shot at it. She's so sickly, I don't see how she could stand up. I mean, at the convention, they'd have to have her sit down the whole time. She's literally a sick old woman. She looks and sounds terrible. She looks like she's got, you know, like a year to go. And yet she's the top pick among Democratic voters in a new poll. But I called it. They have no other candidate. There is no one else that could even possibly be the nominee. Joe Biden obviously is senile and dementia set in. Elizabeth Warren is the most unlikable woman that ever lived. She makes Hillary look like the most wonderful, friendly, positive woman that ever lived. And who's left? Bernie Sanders? I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. I hate capitalism, I hate America. Bernie's crazy. He's nuts. We'll be right back. War.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%, APR 4.18%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A long-awaited watchdog report from the Justice Department's Inspector General on the origins of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe found no evidence of political bias despite performance failures. The report released on Monday found 17 significant errors or omissions in surveillance applications for Trump campaign aide Carter Page, but no intentional misconduct. President Trump reacts to the release of the report.
Incredible. Far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
Stocks are closing lower on renewed trade jitters with less than a week to go before new tariffs kick into effect on Chinese goods. The Dow lost 105 points to close at 27,909. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. If you want peace, prepare for war. The great John Wick said it. And this show is your preparation for peace and war. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It starts at $199 a month for a single. Yes, I said $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's the most they could charge you, no matter how many kids you have. I have four kids. They're all under Liberty HealthShare. You can join any time. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My kids are members. I put my kids' lives and health in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. They were great to me when I got kidney stones. They saved my life. They paid every bill except the deductible, which is small. I can only report great stuff. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com, 855-58-LIBERTY. Numerically, that's 855-585-4237. All right, so let's go over some of the other news stories that are out there today. Most of them are really long. There's just no time in a radio show to go through 30 pages, 25 pages. But the DOJ Inspector General releases report on FBI conduct, finds clear abuse of the FISA process, although it just wasn't as harsh as I would have liked. The DOJ report on the FISA applications is finally released. Attorney General Barr blasts the FBI. They launched an intrusive investigation of the U.S. presidential campaign. Is what he said. Attorney General Barr and then John Durham, the investigating attorney, also had much to say. There's so much to weed through and so many other stories. Before I get to more of the information about the IG report, I want to go through a few other things. First of all, Marianne Williamson claims that Trump pardoned Charles Manson, who, of course, died in 2017. I think that's a big news story because it shows you how insane the Democratic Party is. They're all insane. They're mixed up, confused, dysfunctional people throwing wild accusations at Trump and me and any Republican they can find. They're all nuts. Charles Manson is dead, and he died in 2017, and Trump never pardoned him. No, I don't think Trump would pardon Charles Manson. I mean, she's a fruitcake. She actually put out a post because I guess she read an Onion thing. Anybody could be fooled by an Onion report. I get it. But usually they're very subtle. You'd have to be a moron not to understand this one. An article claimed Trump pardoned Charles Manson, the swastika forehead fiend, appeared on a satire website, moronmajority.com, and was picked up by the lefty blog Daily Kos. And Williamson must have seen the article, but didn't even think about it. And immediately answered on Twitter, there is something deeply sinister about Trump. This is Marianne Williamson, who's running for the presidential nomination. Of course, she's not going to get, you know, even 1% of 1%. But that's okay. She's still on the, you know, in the Democrat field. There is something deeply sinister about Trump pardoning Charles Manson, even posthumously. Oh, so she knew he was dead. Dog whistles of the very worst possible kind, she posted at 12:53 a.m. She later deleted the post. This is how insane the Democratic Party is. I mean, I don't know what you say to something like that. It's so weird. You'd have to be, you know, mentally ill not to know that Trump didn't pardon Charles Manson. Hillary Clinton is the top pick among Democrat voters. She'd be the leading choice among registered Democrat voters for the White House if she jumped into the crowded primary field, according to a brand new poll. The Harvard Harris presidential poll shows Clinton at 21, edging out Joe Biden at 20. Bernie Sanders with 12, Elizabeth Warren now at 9. Tied for fifth place with 5%, South Bend Mayor Pete, I call him Butthead, and former Secretary of State John Kerry, who's ruled out a bit of his own, and throwing support behind Biden now. Like Kerry's the great savior of the Democrat Party. That's funny. That is so funny. In a survey with Clinton removed, Biden gets 29, Sanders at 16, Warren at 13, and Buttigieg takes 8% in fourth place. Clinton said she has no plans to run for president, but she conceded to being deluged with requests to do so. I've been deluged, I think that's how you pronounce it, the last few weeks with thinking about doing that, but right now I'm not planning that at all. But I never, 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 never say never. It's funny. She said, I feel a sense of responsibility because, you know, my name was on the ballot. I got more votes, but I ended up losing to the current incumbent in the White House, who I think is really undermining our democracy in very fundamental ways, and I want to retire him. So you hear these stories and you just go, wow, Hillary Clinton leading the field. I told you so. They don't have anybody else. And Elizabeth Warren, she has sunk to new depths. She was the leader for a while, and I was hoping she'd get the nomination. She'd be so beatable, but she's sunk to new depths. Controversy erupts after Elizabeth Warren reveals millions in corporate consulting income. She spent months dodging questions over her income, but now Senator Elizabeth Warren revealed last night she made nearly $2 million from legal consulting for corporate clients while a law school professor at Harvard and the University of Pennsylvania. The income included $212,000 for representing Travelers Identity Company, $190,000 for representing a department store chain, $80,000 doing bankruptcy work for Enron creditors. The Washington Post framed the disclosure as an example of hypocrisy, saying Warren's past income doesn't fit neatly with her current presidential campaign brand as a crusader against corporate interests. Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA, said while she advocates for socialism, she hypocritically lives a millionaire lifestyle. Anyway, just more interesting proof that Democrats don't have a candidate. Senator Lindsey Graham expects impeachment to meet a quick end in the Senate, maybe even not calling a witness. I think it's going to meet a quick end in the Senate. He said it's possible the Judiciary Committee will not hear from any witnesses, even the ones Republicans want to call, because Graham wants to get this over with as quickly as possible. So in other words, can you picture this one? They impeach him in the House, it moves to the Senate, and Graham puts down the gavel and says, okay, we're in, let's go, we're done, bye, and there's no hearing. It's so ridiculous, there's no need to even have a hearing. That would make the case emphatically that Trump is innocent. I love that idea. Maria Bartiromo on CNBC said, on Fox Business said, are you saying you're not going to have people come down and testify? And Graham said, I'm saying that I'm going to end this as quickly as I can for the good of the country. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, but I think that's a hopeful sign. And a breaking poll shows three more moderate Democrats face defeat on the impeachment vote for a total of at least six. Two House Democrats who represent Trump districts voted against formalizing the House impeachment probe back in October. Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey and Colin Peterson of Minnesota. On Thursday, Michigan Democrat Dan Kildee signaled he may abandon Pelosi's sinking ship. He said his constituents would prefer Congress to focus on kitchen table issues rather than impeaching Trump. A new poll by American Action Network finds three more moderate Democrats likely to face defeat in November for backing this sham impeachment. And then they list 31 senators who are in Republican districts. And if it's one near you, defeat these people. Let's see who we've got. We've got Tom O'Halloran, Arizona, Lucy McBath, Georgia, Lauren Underwood, Illinois, Sherry Bustos, Illinois, Abby Finkenhauer, Iowa, Dave Lobsack, Iowa, Cindy Axney, Iowa, Jared Golden, Maine, Alyssa Slotkin, Michigan, Haley Stevens, Michigan, Angie Craig, Minnesota, Colin Peterson, Minnesota, Susie Lee, Democrat, Nevada, my old home district in Henderson, Chris Pappas, Democrat, New Hampshire, Jefferson Van Drew, New Jersey, they're all Democrats, Andy Kim, New Jersey, Jock Gothheimer, New Jersey, Mickey Sherrill, New Jersey, Oxitol Torres Small, New Mexico, Max Rose, New York, Sean Patrick Maloney, New York, Antonio Delgado, New York, Anthony Brindisi, New York, Kendra Horn, Oklahoma, Matt Cartwright, Pennsylvania, Connor Lamb, Pennsylvania, Joe Cunningham, South Carolina, Ben McAdams, Utah, Elaine Luria, Virginia, Abigail Spanberger, Virginia. Is that the list? I think that's the list. Oh, and Ron Kind of Wisconsin. Those are all people that are on the list of Democrats in very Republican districts or slightly Republican districts who are in big trouble, according to the polls, if they vote for impeachment. So let's hope that they're smart enough not to vote for impeachment. And speaking of smart enough or not smart enough, here's Democrat Al Green. He says the Trump impeachment is needed to deal with slavery. Al Green went on MSNBC this week and tried his best to wrap slavery around why he feels President Trump needs to be impeached. And then they have a video of it, but they don't give you the words. I don't know the exact words he used, but he certainly believes that impeachment is some sort of retribution for slavery. This is the same guy who complained last week that there were four witnesses against Trump who were all like Harvard professors of Harvard Law School, and none of them was black or of color. He was annoyed that, you know, two of the four have to be black or it just doesn't count. And it's interesting because Obama was black and he was the worst president for black people you could ever find. I mean, it just doesn't get any worse than the Obama economy. And now we have Trump and he's supposed to be a racist and he's great for black people. He's the worst racist ever because blacks are now outperforming whites. Blacks see the greatest gains in Trump's historic economy. I'll tell you about that when we get back. I've also got a commentary to lead off hour number two and a guest to lead off hour number two talking about the IG report today. But my commentary is how Trump guarantees victory in 2020. It's part two. Part one was that massive middle class tax cut I recommended. You know, I'm leaving tomorrow for Washington, D.C. I'll be off for 2 days. Lee Elsie will be here in my stead. What a great guest host we've got. But I'll be in Washington meeting with the President of the United States at the White House. And I'll be sure to bring this information with me. So stay tuned so you can hear what I'm going to bring. Wayne Allyn Root, war. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. If you want peace, prepare for war. This is 3 hours of Sun Tzu. 3 hours of common sense. Speaking from the heart and shooting from the hip. I'm the host of Newsmax's primetime TV show, by the way, Wayne Allen Root. We're on Unfiltered 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number, and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, no matter where you are in the country. If you don't have Newsmax on your cable, we will connect you and make it happen. And it worked. We did this for a year. For a year, I read this phone number every day without fail. And so many people from Vegas called Cox Cable. Cox eventually relented and put Newsmax TV on Cox, not just in Vegas, but in San Diego, in Orange County, in Tucson, in Phoenix. 6.2 million homes. It never would have happened without you in Las Vegas making that call. 844-500-6397. If you don't get Newsmax on your cable, your turn to make the call. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It is free. All right, so I told you I'd tell you about Trump being the worst racist ever. Blacks outperform whites. They see the greatest gains in the Trump historic economy. Job numbers were released on Friday, and they were fantastic. You know that. Trump advisor Steve Cortez at Real Clear Politics reported the headlines deserve celebration with 266,000 new jobs created last month, including 54,000 in manufacturing. But the details reveal even better news for the U.S. workforce. And again, he put all the same stuff I did. You know, we're not all in a vacuum. We all see the same things, right? Yearly earnings exceeded 3% growth for the 16th consecutive month. Wage gains now flow overwhelmingly to workers previously left behind. For example, blue-collar growth exceeded white-collar growth. Non-college grads outperformed those with degrees. Black income surpassed those of whites, meaning the percent increase. The point here is not to engage in the divisiveness of liberal identity politics, he said. Steve's a good friend of the show, by the way. All Americans presently enjoy robust wage growth.
but it's important to highlight the tangible benefits to groups that most needed a leg up on the economic ladder. So he's got some good numbers here. A key driver of the dynamicism in the labor force has been the revitalized small business sector. Hispanics are the statistically most entrepreneurial demographic in America, and they benefited handsomely. As Friday's report detailed, the Latino jobless rate has been under 5% for 20 straight months. Prior to President Trump, there had only been 1 month ever of sub-5% Hispanic joblessness. Now, keep in mind, I, Wayne Root, wrote a column for Fox News back in 2015, before Trump, far before Trump was ever elected president, right after he announced for president, that said he would become the first Hispanic president of the United States of America. And I said, before you think I'm crazy, I know Trump's not Hispanic. I know he hasn't won yet, but he's going to win. And when he wins, he's going to create more Hispanic jobs than anyone in history. So at that point, you should call him the Hispanic governor. The first Hispanic president. So I turned out to be exactly right. A recent CNBC survey of small business owners found Trump's approval rating at a new record high of 60%. The figure among small business owners has exploded 20% in favor of the president. This economic vitality is spurring record optimism and right into the key Christmas season. The University of Michigan survey of consumer sentiment registered 95, above 95 for the 30th month out of the last 35. So just great news all the way around for President Trump and for black people and for Hispanic people and for people of color and for everybody, for gay people, for Muslim people, for Jewish people, for Christian people, I don't care who you are. And when we get back to start hour number two, which is 7 o'clock East Coast time, 4 o'clock West, 6 o'clock Central, I'm going to start off with my How Trump Guarantees Victory in 2020, part two. I wrote up a column a month ago guaranteeing him a landslide victory if he did what I said he should do, which is to campaign on a middle-class tax cut, a massive individual middle-class tax cut for people, for individuals, not corporations. Now I've got a part two, so when we get back, you'll hear that. But I don't even know if it's needed to guarantee a landslide victory, because right now Trump is beating 2020 Democrats in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. He's leading every one of their candidates in every one of those states. A new Firehouse Optimist poll conducted in December, meaning now, shows Trump ahead of his Democrat opponents, even former VP Biden, who, remember, in all these polls that polled any old registered voter, they all show Trump losing, losing, losing. And I kept saying, it's got to be likely voters. Biden is now 5 points below Trump in Michigan and Pennsylvania, 9 points below Trump in Wisconsin. Prior polls showed Biden competing evenly with Trump or beating him in states like Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, Biden went from a 12-point lead in March to 9-point deficit now in December. Trump has similar or stronger leads over Democrat candidates Mayor Pete, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Bernie Sanders. Michael Bloomberg loses big against President Trump. Impeachment not popular in the battleground states. 51% of voters in Michigan, 52% in Pennsylvania, 58% in Wisconsin oppose impeachment and removal of the president. And this poll was conducted December 3rd through 5th with likely general election voters. There you go. Wayne Root right again. When you poll likely voters, Trump wins by a landslide. Landslide. All right, we shall return in just a minute when we get back. How Trump Guarantees Victory in 2020, Part 2, from Wayne Root.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.